You know, anytime that we have difficulties, it's just the Holy Spirit just trying to get us to pay attention a little bit. You know, there's used to, y'all guys probably heard the story about the farmer with the mule. He got this mule to do his plowing. Well, they used to, in the old days, my family did it when I was a little kid. So it's like, well, that's old days now, I guess. That's getting to be 70 years ago. Gosh. But anyway, there was a joke they always told about a farmer bought a new mule, and the mule wouldn't do nothing, wouldn't do anything that he's supposed to do. And so he called the guy. They bought the mule for him to come over there. And so he came over there, and he told the guy what the whole problem was with the mule and everything. And so the guy went and got an axe handle and walked up and hit the mule as far as he could and drove the mule all the way down to, on his knees with that axe handle marked between the eyes. And, of course, the farmer was like, why'd you do that? And he said, I just need to get his attention and all. So I think that's mine and the Lord's relationship sometimes, you know. At least it feels that way. And with all that's going on, I don't know about you, but today I've come to the realization that I've allowed anxiety and fear and stuff really creep into my life and a lot from a lot of different directions that I wasn't really aware of. You know, it's what Bishop has talked about in the Song of Solomon. It's the little foxes of stuff. You know, it's not like a roaring lion. You know, I usually do pretty good with a roaring lion because I know that's a roaring lion. You know, it's the little things that sort of sleep in, you know, kind of creep in. And all that's going on in our world right now, this coronavirus stuff, that's all you know, it's like, even though you can think it through in your head and realize that it's not the big deal that some of the media is making it to be, it's just a flu. It's a strain of flu that is a little bit different and all. And it may turn out to be less worse than a normal flu as far as numbers of people sick and the number of people dying. We don't know yet. But you're constantly bombarded with all that. Some of the things that's been going on with my son, you know, has caused me to lose sight. And of course, all that's going on with Olivia and with Bishop and all of that. And because I rent their apartment from them, it just kind of affects me more, perhaps. And plus, I'm having to take care of Henry, you know. And so in saying all that, this is a place that I found myself in today, just, you know, going like, what's wrong with me? Because I found myself being so irritable, and I can hide that stuff pretty well sometimes. But it was all, I knew it was inside, this irritability, this lack of patience, this lack of understanding, this lack of just embracing the situations with love and grace and mercy, you know. And so sometimes we get in those places and we need to realize that it's just a place. It's not the end of the world. It's not the end of us. And so as I was asking the Lord what would to share with you today, he said, well, just, you know, be a good time for confession for you, probably, and let everybody know that you too struggle in the midst of it all sometimes. And that's our problem, is that we get in the midst of it and we forget that we shouldn't be in the midst of it. We should be, it may be around us, but we are seated in a heavenly place. And that's where we should be existing. And that's where we should be drawing our strength from. And that's where we should be drawing our hope from and all of everything. Everything should be drawn from that place. And that's one of the signs is when we find ourselves in these places like I've found myself in, that we need to understand and realize that when we find ourselves with anxiety or fear or lack of patience and grace for others, lack of love, just being irritable about, you know, stuff. It's like today, I thought I left my wallet in my car. And so, you know, like in Selma, that's like the worst thing in the world you can do is leave your wallet sitting on the front seat of your car, you know. And so I like, oh my God, so, you know. Here I come running down the stairs through the rain, getting wet and all that kind of stuff. And I go to my car and open my car. And my wallet's not there. And I'm going, oh, my gosh, so, you know, maybe I didn't lock my car and somebody already stole my wallet. My fears come to realize. And all. And I was like, man. And then I realized that it was in my front pocket. I put it in my shirt pocket. Wasn't in my normal place. It was in some other place, but it was there, you know. And I got mad about that, you know, just being irritable. And what that is really a sign of not really being in the proper place, not really having the proper focus, but becoming focused on this stuff here, the world, the things that are going on. beginning and thinking that we need to worry about it and all that, and that in some way worrying about it, we'll figure it out and we'll sort it out somehow, and it'll be better. If nothing else, we'll be better, and we will not be better. We will be worse. We will not be better. We only are better in Christ, in being in Christ. And so as I was reading our readings today, our psalm readings were Psalm 61 and 62. And so I want to read some of it in it, the New American Standard, and then I want to read from the Passion Translation, and then just quit while I'm ahead, kind of thing. Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God, give heed to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a refuge for me, a tower of strength against the enemy. Let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge in the shelter of your wings. For you have heard my vows, O God. You have given me the inheritance of those who fear your name. You will proclaim the king's life. His years will be as many as generations. He will abide before God forever. Appoint loving kindness and truth that they may preserve him. So I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may pay my vows day by day. I read that psalm, and I go, okay, I need to pray that psalm and just read it as my prayer, as a cry of my heart. Hear my cry, O God. I don't like it. I don't like this place. I don't like this where I'm at. Refocus me. Refocus me to you, that I might sing sing praises to your name forever. And then Psalm 62, just the first couple of verses. My soul waits in silence for God alone. From him is my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I will not be greatly shaken. And of course, when I read that, I was like, wow. You know, my first thing was my soul waits in silence for God. And that was the Holy Spirit telling me, because he talks to me kind of real blunt, real plain. Maybe not so much to you, but he really does to me. So when I read that, I just really heard the Holy Spirit say, see, shut up. Just shut up. It'll do wonders for you if you just shut up. You know, of course, he's talking about what's going on between my ears. That's what's coming out of my mouth, because I had my door shut and lights off so nobody would bother me, so my mouth wouldn't get me in trouble. I was already in trouble. I didn't need my mouth helping me out any. And that's why I said, just be quiet. Just be quiet. It works wonders when we just quieten our hearts and we quit the clamoring between our ears. We just become quiet. We quit the murmuring. We quit the complaining. Quit the griping and the what-ifing with God that goes on between our ears sometimes. And just so simple, be quiet. And it's amazing how things begin to get straightened out, you know. And why? It's because him is my salvation, or properly said, for he is my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. That realization that we have to come to, if we want to walk deeper and deeper with the Lord and farther with the Lord, is that he alone, probably two of the most important words in the Bible, he alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold, and I will not greatly be shaken. And I'd like to read these to you from the Passion Translation, which, by the way, I love the Psalms. Y'all know that out of the Passion Translation. I'm not too thrilled about the rest of the translation part, particularly the Gospels, but I really love the Psalms. So listen to Psalm 61 from the Passion Translation. O God, hear my prayer. Listen to my heart's cry. For no matter where I am, even when I'm far from home, I will cry out to you for a father's help. When I'm feeble and overwhelmed by life, guide me into your glory, where I am safe and sheltered. Lord, you are a paradise of protection to me. You lift me high above the fray. None of my foes can touch me when I'm held firmly in your wraparound presence. Keep me in this glory. Let me live continually under your splendid shadow. He says splendor shadow. That doesn't sound right. Splendor shadow. They need to change that word. Hide my life in you forever. You have heard my sweet resolutions to love and serve you, for I am your beloved, and you have given me an inheritance of rich treasures, which you gave to all your lovers. You treat me like a king, giving me a full and abundant life, years and years of reigning, like many generations rolled into one. I will live enthroned with you forever. Guard me, God, with your unending, unfailing love. Let me live my days walking in grace and truth before you, and my praises will fill the heavens forever. fulfilling my vow to make every day a love gift to you. That's all we can do. Let's just make the day a love gift to him the best we can. You know, and even if it's a kind of a feeble one, even though it's not much of one like mine was earlier this morning, he cherishes it. And he responds to that heart cry. In Psalm 62, I stand silently to listen for the one I love. If we would just stand silently, quiet ourselves, we would hear the one that we love calling to us out of in his love. Waiting as long as it takes for the Lord to rescue me, for God alone has become my Savior. He alone is my safe place. His wraparound presence always protects me, for he is my champion defender. There is no risk of failure with God. So why would I let worry paralyze me, even when troubles multiply around me? That really struck me when I read that. Why would I let worry paralyze me? Why would I let anything bother me? Because it's his presence. It's him that handles it all. So anyway, so now that's my confession. Today was been a hard day this morning between my ears and all. But I'm trying my best now to stand silent and listen for the one I love. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.